Questions over who was the best candidate to beat President Trump in November was a common theme for Democratic primary voters across the state yesterday. WBUR's Simone Rios spent Election Day talking to Democrats as they cast their votes.
While mass Democrats appeared divided about how to do it, most came to the polls with a common goal.
Getting rid of Trump and putting a Democrat in. That's the most important thing. Everything else that is necessary will follow.
That's B.J. Comerford of Milton. She decided Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is the candidate who can unseat the president. Another Milton voter, Tina Curtis, had a grimace on her face as she clung to her phone outside Milton High School. She was waiting for a text from her husband about who he thought would beat Trump in November.
A lot of people in my family feel it's Bloomberg. I'm like, we haven't had him on a ballot yet. How can they... It's a risk. I don't like some of his dirty laundry, personally. I find it offensive. But he managed New York, and they reelected him and reelected him.
Curtis entered the polls leaning toward the former New York City mayor, but still undecided. A few minutes later...
What did you end up deciding?
I stuck with Bloomberg. I still debated it with a pen in hand, but then I remembered that Bloomberg's willing to take a stand against guns and supports gun control, and I think that's huge.
Bloomberg is viewed as one of the remaining moderate candidates. A few miles away at the Kenny School in Dorchester, Mary Ellen Sinkowitz was siding with progressives in her party. She says she was a devout Bernie Sanders supporter. That's until Elizabeth Warren won her over at the last debate. Sinkowitz says her biggest concern is income inequality.
So that's probably issue number one. I think that's ultimately the issue that got Trump elected. So I guess my second issue is I believe he needs to be out. I think he's a real danger to democracy.
While Sinkowitz leans to the left of the party, she's ready to hold her nose the next time she goes to the polls.
I'm voting blue no matter who, even if it's Bloomberg, which I was very, very reluctant to even consider a vote for him, but it doesn't matter.
These Massachusetts Democrats are willing to bridge the party's ideological divide, voting for whoever makes it to the ballot in November, be it a local senator, a former vice president, a Democratic socialist, or a New York billionaire not named Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.